Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bad Company, Private Equity, and the Death of the American Dream by Megan Greenwell, investigates how private equity reshaped everyday American institutions, often in ways that employees and communities experience as quiet, relentless harm. Drawing on reported case studies and the human stories inside them, the book explains what happens when firms built for long-term missions are acquired by owners focused on rapid returns, heavy leverage, and financial engineering. Greenwell traces the practical mechanics behind cost-cutting, staffing reductions, asset sales, and aggressive expansion plans, showing how these choices ripple outward into customer service, workplace stability, and local economies. Rather than treating private equity as an abstract Wall Street phenomenon, the narrative connects deal structures to real lives, highlighting why seemingly healthy companies can deteriorate quickly after an acquisition. The book also explores why regulation and transparency have lagged behind the industry's growth, leaving workers and consumers with limited recourse. It is both an accessible primer on modern buyouts and a pointed critique of what they can do to the American promise of stability and upward mobility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the private equity playbook works. A central focus of the book is the basic toolkit that makes many private equity deals profitable on paper, even when the underlying business weakens. Greenwell explains the logic of buying companies using large amounts of borrowed money, placing the debt burden onto the acquired firm, and then demanding performance that serves the capital structure rather than the product or mission. The book highlights how short investment horizons can reward actions that generate immediate cash flows, such as selling real estate, consolidating operations, outsourcing, and squeezing payroll. It also explores fees and incentives that can be disconnected from long-term success, meaning ownership can extract value even if the company later stumbles. This topic matters because it turns a confusing financial world into a chain of understandable decisions: who controls the balance sheet, what gets prioritized, and why the pressure tends to land on workers and customers. By framing private equity as a system of incentives and structures rather than a few bad actors, the book helps readers see patterns across industries and understand why similar outcomes can repeat despite different brands and executives. Secondly, when work becomes precarious overnight, Greenwell places workers at the center of the story, showing how changes in ownership often translate into immediate instability. The book examines common post-acquisition moves, such as reducing headcount, freezing wages, cutting benefits, replacing experienced staff with cheaper labor, and intensifying performance monitoring. It describes how these shifts affect morale, health, and family life, especially when employees are asked to do more with fewer resources while fearing layoffs. Another theme is the erosion of institutional knowledge. When veterans leave or are pushed out, the company may lose the know-how that kept quality high and customers loyal. The book also discusses how uncertainty itself can be a management tool, keeping people compliant even without explicit threats. By tracking the lived experience inside reorganizations, the narrative clarifies why headlines about efficiency often mask a transfer of risk from owners to employees. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of why certain jobs that once offered a stable middle-class path can become temporary, low trust, and exhausting after a leveraged buyout, even if the company continues to advertise growth. Thirdly, the hollowing out of services. People rely on. Another major topic is how private equity ownership can degrade the quality of services that consumers and communities depend on. The book illustrates how cost-cutting and revenue maximization show up in real interactions, longer wait times, fewer staff on the floor, reduced maintenance, lower quality inputs, and a shift from serving needs to optimizing metrics. Greenwell explores how these changes can be gradual enough to escape immediate accountability, yet dramatic enough to alter daily life for customers. The book also highlights the mismatch between brand promises and operational reality when marketing remains strong while the organization underneath is thinned out. This topic underscores that the consequences are not confined to corporate balance sheets. When a childcare provider, a retailer, a local media outlet, or a healthcare-adjacent service deteriorates, families lose time, safety, and trust. Communities lose gathering points and dependable institutions. By connecting financial extraction to consumer experience, the narrative argues that private equity's impact should be evaluated not only by investor returns, but by whether the underlying service is made sturdier or more fragile for the people who depend on it. Fourthly, from community institutions to financial assets, Bad Company examines how organizations with cultural or civic value can be treated primarily as assets to be optimized. Greenwell shows what changes when the dominant question becomes what can be sold, borrowed against, or scaled quickly instead of what should be preserved. The book discusses how real estate, inventory, intellectual property, and even a trusted reputation can be monetized, sometimes leaving the core operation weaker. It also explores how consolidation and centralized decision-making can break local responsiveness. Communities that once had direct relationships with managers and staff may find that decisions are now made far away by people focused on spreadsheets. A key insight is that extraction can be framed as modernization, making it hard for outsiders to distinguish genuine improvement from a stripped-down business coasting on its past. This topic broadens the critique beyond any single workplace, arguing that when financial markets treat essential institutions as interchangeable holdings, the social fabric frays. Readers learn to ask different questions about ownership, governance, and the long-term obligations that come with running institutions that people count on. Lastly, why accountability lags and what could change. The book also addresses why the private equity model has expanded with limited public understanding and uneven oversight. Greenwell explores the opacity that surrounds many deals, from complex corporate structures to limited disclosure about fees, debt, and operational plans. The narrative highlights how responsibility can be diffused across owners, lenders, and executives, making it difficult for workers, consumers, and even policymakers to pinpoint who should answer for outcomes like mass layoffs or sudden closures. The book considers how existing rules may not match the speed and sophistication of modern finance, and why enforcement can struggle when consequences appear indirect or delayed. Importantly, this topic is not only about critique, but about informed scrutiny, what questions journalists, employees, customers, and regulators can ask to see through buzzwords. The discussion points toward potential reforms, such as stronger transparency requirements, guardrails on leverage in certain sectors, and clearer protections for workers and communities affected by buyouts. The reader is encouraged to see accountability as a design problem, change the incentives and the information environment, and different outcomes become possible. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand why familiar companies, jobs, and local services can deteriorate even during periods of strong consumer demand and rising corporate valuations. Workers navigating layoffs or restructurings, students of business and public policy, journalists, union organizers, and investors interested in the social consequences of finance will all find it valuable. The benefit is practical as well as civic. Greenwell helps readers connect abstract concepts like leverage, fee extraction, and short time horizons to concrete changes in pay, staffing, product quality, and community stability. That clarity can empower better personal decisions about where to work, how to evaluate an employer's ownership structure, and how to interpret corporate news. Compared to many books on Wall Street that stay theoretical or focus mainly on market winners, Bad Company stands out for grounding the topic in human outcomes and operational realities, making it accessible without oversimplifying. It is worth buying because it provides a coherent framework for recognizing recurring patterns across industries, and it equips readers with language and questions that improve public debate about what responsible ownership should look like in an economy that shapes everyday life. If you would like to support Megan Greenwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.